Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman back with today's Topical Currents. Bonnie, I was thinking about maybe a little late life adoption.
Well,
everybody's so pumped over this.
On this Father's Day, yes.
Well, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer is here for her regular Thursday food and dining experience.
We always look forward to it. This one has a Father's Day flavor as well, featuring both dad and his son. It's estimated there are nearly 68 million fathers in the U.S., and combined they'll receive 110 million greeting cards for Father's Day.
And speaking of food and dining, about 50 million people will dine out this Sunday for Father's Day. A study also shows that 71% of dads say Father's Day, quote, improves the relationship with their kids.
So, Linda, you have both a hardworking, successful father and his son on board with a shared passion.
Yes, yes. You know, great days coming up, great day for dad. And you know, I wondered, how many people are working with their fathers and how many are they following in their footsteps? And it can be difficult. And especially in the restaurant business, there's so many ups and downs. There's so much stress. So I wondered if they could conquer this problem, this challenge. And we have with us two people who have. They've been very successful at it. Abe Ng is the founder and president and the CEO of Sushi Maki with 18 locations here.
Oh, my.
Welcome, Abe Ng.
Great to be here.
Nice, wonderful to have him. He's filled the studio with
quite an entree.
When Linda says filled the studio with a lot of food, we're not exaggerating.
They're the most popular people at WLR.
Right. Yes,
and they can go to the Facebook video and see it all.
Right, go to the Facebook page, and I think we'll also have a link to that live Facebook on the WLRN
webpage
as well.
Right, great.
We'll see whether Jason does that or not.
Okay. That's a clue to Jason.
Yeah, he offered.
Okay. And Abe's father is with us, Alan Ng, and he's the owner of the very successful Canton Restaurants. So welcome, Alan Ng.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you with us. So father and son are going to tell us what it's been like to work together, and maybe they'll give some advice on other father sons, or maybe father-daughter teams.
Mm-hmm.
And our restaurant review segment is going to be later on in the program. We have Carlos Frias. He's the Miami Herald food editor. And he's going to join us with this week's restaurant news and some tips for maybe eating out this weekend. As you mentioned, there'll be a lot of eating out this weekend. And of course, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. What's your favorite Father's Day meal or restaurant? Or maybe you have some questions for our guests. Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Radio at WLRN.org is the email. If you've had great meals at Sushi Maki in Canton, you can call and
give us a call.
Write in.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Abe, first, congratulations on the success of the Sushi Maki restaurants, and you have a new one opened up in Coconut Grove.
Yeah, we opened just this past April in a great neighborhood that I grew up in, Coconut Grove, and we're just thrilled to be there on the water and at South Bayshore Drive.
Wow, wow. Wonderful, wonderful location.
Alan, in colleges, MIA?
We're all over kind of the Miami metro area.
Yeah.
Alan Ng, congratulations on your Canton restaurants. So how did you start in the restaurant business?
Well, actually, I'm an immigrant to this country. So the easiest way to make a living in a restaurant.
So you came over here from where, Hong Kong?
I came from Hong Kong in 1959, yeah.
And when did you start the Canton restaurants?
Oh, actually, I started the first one in a homestead, 1975.
Mm-hmm. And you had some wonderful experiences in doing that along the way.
Yeah, so Dad, tell them how you came to Miami from New York, which is where Dad landed when he first immigrated to this country in 1959.
Yeah, actually, I came from through Canada and come over here to this country. So the first job, and I worked for my uncle then in New York City, and that's in the laundry business. So
in the laundry business.
Right.
Okay. That's a far cry from the restaurant
actually,
business.
Then I work a weekend on a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant.
In Chinatown? In New York?
In Long Island and the Brooklyn area.
Oh, okay.
And where did you learn to cook?
Well, learn to cook. Actually, when I was a waiter on that time, and I had spare time, I go in the kitchen, observe it. Actually, I learned the whole thing is in Miami most of the time. But yeah. I have to, yeah.
Yeah, Dad, tell them how you came to Miami in 72.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I came to Miami in 72 in because we have friends in here, Pastor Lau and Mrs. Lau. They're the pastor in here. So
From your church, from the church.
From a church.
Yes, right. Uh-huh. So that's how he came here. Now, we were talking earlier on, Abing, that your father was really a pioneer in the Asian food business. There wasn't a lot of Asian food here at that time.
Yeah, in Miami, even to this day, there's not a huge Asian population. So, but growing up, you know, in a public high school, went to Palmetto. I was one of very few Asians, and there wasn't a lot of Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants in general. So, Dad absolutely was a pioneer and just a real innovator in opening up not just one Chinese restaurant or takeout place, but many. At one point, he had seven Canton restaurants.
Wow! But now he has three. But Alan, and you go into the restaurant every single day still?
Yeah, sure. I still go there at the same time. I still
same
working.
Time?
Yeah.
12-hour days?
Yes. Wow. 7 days a week.
Seven days a week, 12 hours.
It's such a grueling business to be a restaurant owner and a restaurateur. You know, it's just, it seems like it's a 24/7 operation.
Absolutely. There's no magic bullet. There's no secret. It's really a business that requires a lot of passion, attention, and you know, you have to be there to see what's going
on. When you have a gazillion outlets.
So did you, growing up in the restaurant business, did you decide, oh my God, this is such a lot of work, I want to run away? Or did you decide, this is it for me?
Yeah, there's a lot of both. The parts of it that I absolutely love growing up, being around food and being around teams and seeing leadership firsthand. But yeah, just working the nights and weekends was a part of it, of the business that was very frightening. But you know, I always knew I wanted to be around the hospitality business or the restaurant business, and it's just something that when I travel, I love seeing what other restaurateurs are doing around, and I've really developed just a love of the industry and for the city.
And your educational experience?
Yeah, I went to a hospitality school at Cornell University, so had a chance to work in hotels and also as a consultant in the real estate side. But you know, wherever I went for business, I would always want to see what was going on in the restaurant space.
So it's not just family; you're a real pro.
it's a love. You know, I love just kind of seeing how other people are using restaurants, how it continues to evolve, and
right.
That's the inspiration.
So, Alan Ng, tell me, did you want to keep your son from the restaurant, or did you give him advice about the restaurant business?
No, actually, I did give him the advice that I think, in Canton restaurant we have sushi too. I told him the sushi is the future.
When did you? Yeah. What year was that, Alan? What year did you say that?
Actually, that's on the before. I think after he graduated, and he helped and said, sushi was going to be the future.
So this was a long time before. When did you graduate then?
I finished up in 95. There was an in-between restaurant concept called Rapido, which was before Sushimaki, and there we sold sushi. And I remember Dad really encouraged us to put sushi on the menu, and that was the beginning of sushi being a big part of our lives and our business.
So it must have been like early 80s or so.
No, this was the late 90s, like 98-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we've been talking about the food in this studio, and Joe's busy eating it.
Sorry.
So tell us what you brought.
Yeah,
what
so we brought some of the favorites from Canton, food that we eat every Friday night, the honey chicken, the Canton sizzling steak, the fried rice.
And all this is here in the studio.
Yeah.
And you can see it at the Facebook video.
Yes.
Yeah, and we also brought some of the classics from Sushimaki, including the dragon roll, and some of our signature items like the sushi tacos.
He had it displayed on not a sushi boat, Tell us what it was.
Yeah, we serve all our platters in our restaurants on skateboard decks. Mm.
The skateboard doesn't come to the table.
Yeah, just the deck.
No, you were talking about those tacos. Did I hear guacamole?
Yeah, there is a smear of guacamole on the tacos. It's really kind of a combination of flavors that are recognizable as well as innovative.
And there's what I think is amazing is that from the very beginning, your father, Alan Ng, has had these two important meals on your menu, and that's the steak. What was the steak called?
The Canton Sizzling Steak.
Canton Sizzling Steak, and he showed it to us. It's a 3-pound.
You have to be there when they slice it at the table, yeah. And it's sizzling.
It's 3-pound strip steak, and it's just fabulous with this wonderful glaze on it. And then the honey chicken, that's wonderful, moist chicken. Yeah. It's deep fried.
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of Chinese restaurants always use dark meat chicken for their honey chicken. But Dad was very innovative and used white meat chicken.
And you have special sustainable fish in your restaurant.
Yeah, so Dad always encouraged me to be different and be special, be unique. And what we do at Sushi Maki is to have sustainable seafood. And we have a MSC, Marine Stewardship Council certification for a lot of our fish and recently aquamarine certification as well. So a big part is making sure the seafood supply is there for future generations to enjoy.
That's wonderful. On that note, we're going to take a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. We're talking with Sushi Maki owner Abe Ng and his father, Canton Restaurant owner Alan Ng. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and I'm here with Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. And we're talking with Sushi Maki owner Abe Ng and his father, Canton Restaurant owner Alan Ng. They've been telling us about fathers and sons working together. Looking forward towards Father's Day. Right now, we're going to do a very quick dinner in minutes. If you're looking for something for Dad on his day, how about steak? Dad loves steak. And this steak is an open-faced steak sandwich, and it's smothered with caramelized onions, and then has its top with a spicy arugula salad. The recipe is great on the grill, but you can do it in a saute pan if you want. And here's some cooking tips when you're cooking steak. You need it to be room temperature, so don't take it out of the refrigerator and put it right on the grill. Take it out ahead of time and let it get to be room temperature. And if you want a juicier steak, after it's cooked, let it rest at least about 10 minutes so that the juices will go from the outside back inside. You'll have a nice, juicy steak. And then you carve it. You put on a sliced country bread. I rub the bread with a little bit of garlic and toast that on the grill. So it's a real simple, easy recipe. You can find the complete recipe and a photo. That's at dinnerinminutes.com. And as we've been mentioning all along, you can watch our live Facebook video on the WLRN Facebook page. And please follow us on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And now we have with us Carlos Frias. He's the food editor for the Miami Herald. Hello, Carlos.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great. And you're a father. I'm sure you're looking forward to Father's Day?
Very much so. Very much so. I'm looking forward to spending time with my girls, my three daughters, and that's basically all I want at a Father's Day.
Boy, three daughters. Wow.
This is Joe Cooper. You have your hands full, huh, Carlos?
Yeah, always. Always, every day, all the time.
So, Carlos, tell us, what's in the restaurants? What's going on in the restaurant scene?
Well, I really like segueing into this after talking with the Ng family because, they've done so much, you know, for kind of this Asian, accessible Asian cuisine in South Florida. Kind of segueing off that, you know, what we try to do is this week we look back at all the restaurants we've reviewed in the first half of the year. In the Miami Herald. We have four reviewers that we send out anonymously to look at different spots. And what we did is we picked the 10 restaurants that were best reviewed this year. And that story's up on MiamiHerald.com right now. So I think it's, you know, that's the question that we get more often than not is, when they say, oh, you work in food, you know, you're the food editor. What, and our restaurant critics, oh, you're restaurant critics. Where should we go to eat? So without further ado, the two best restaurants the two best reviewed restaurants this year were Filia, which is Michael Schwartz's new kind of Italian inspired restaurant in Brickell.
That's at the SLS, is it? Yeah.
Exactly, at the SLS, right next door to Jose Andres's restaurant, Bazaar Mar, which also is on our list as a 3-star. So basically, the 10 restaurants we listed, 2 are 3.5 stars out of 4, which puts it in our excellent category, and the other 8 fall into the 3-star very good. And there's a real variety there. There's a real variety there, and it kind of shows, you know, the variety in cuisine in South Florida now.
Right. You said there were 2 that you were going to mention, so we got Filia.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Filia. The other is Sushi Garage. Sushi Garage is literally this kind of a take on a quite traditional Japanese cuisine inside what was formerly an auto mechanic garage in Sunset Harbor. And it really is just kind of a beautiful, artsy-looking space. But the food is while being traditional, it's very accessible. And it just really caught the attention of both our reviewers.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Carlos. Friesi's the food editor for the Miami Herald, and wishing you a very, very happy Father's Day with your 3 daughters.
Happy Father's Day, Carlos.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You guys. Bye-bye, guys.
Okay, so Abe Ng and Alan Ng, you know, we talked about your growing up in the business and all, but it's a family affair. What I thought was so wonderful is that your whole family gets together on Friday nights. They eat at Canton and your children. So now, Abe, you've got young children. Are they going in the restaurant business?
Yeah, so I've got a 12, a 10, and an 8-year-old. And, you know, my wife and I, Christina, my wife, she also grew up in an entrepreneurial family where her dad was a businessman. So, you know, whether or not it goes to the third generation, we'll see. We want them to be just passionate and be excellent at whatever they do. Our oldest, you know, is a great student. They're all great students. They each have different passions. Our middle, Lindsay, is a terrific baker, so maybe she would be in the business.
They'll probably have a sushi stand out in front of your house.
That's right.
Instead of a lemonade stand.
We don't do lemonade in our family. We do sushi stands.
So she's going to mention that she wanted you to have some baked breakfast goods.
That's right. You know, she has that kind of business bone. Our oldest, Kyle, actually, you know, has a real sharp taste for noodles. We have ramen. And our little one, Jacqueline, is a dancer, eats very healthily and always encourages us to have, you know, lots of vegetable options on it. So each one has a passion and a point of view for sushi maki, but whether or not they'll be in the business, we'll wait and see. You know, my dad and mom always encouraging me to be known for my first name and not my last name. So, you know, you got to be in a family business. Nepotism is certainly the downside of it. So you have to work hard and kind of prove that you should be in that position of leadership and not entitled or given to you. You have to earn it.
Okay. So we've been eating and eating and eating all these
and
wonderful
eating and eating.
Sushi boat or sushi, what do you call it? What would you call it? It's not a boat.
Well, sushi...
Skateboard.
Okay, sushi skateboard. And we had the Canton steak
so
and
what's
the chicken.
What's the perfect thing to end it all with?
Okay, you've got it right in your hand, Bonnie. What does it say?
5-year-old fortune cookies, right?
And okay. What's yours, Bonnie?
I can't read it. It's too embarrassing.
Okay, mine is, you will enjoy good health, and Topical Currents and Food and Dining will have enjoyable run of 20 years.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a little creative, Joe, wouldn't you say?
I had time to think about it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, mine's wonderful.
Got me here.
Okay, your courage will bring you honor.
Oh, I love yours.
Yes, I'm going to keep that
one. Okay, mine is, you are admired by everyone for your talent and ability.
Did you just make that up?
I didn't. Here you go.
And humility, right?
And humility.
Improve.
I think Edna Buchanan wrote that.
Abe's right. Abe's
right. It's what it said.
So, Alan, tell me, what advice would you give to other people who might be going into business with their children? Is there any special advice you have?
Actually, you know, I want if you have to encourage them, to absolutely have passion on what they're doing. So, you know, for example, if you are cold, you're not afraid the heart. You have not afraid the long hour. So actually, a restaurant, you have to really embrace it to make it successful. So you're not just, just look at it, you do it. You really have to do it.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful expression of that. You know, have the passion, really, really want to do it.
It's a long haul.
Yeah, it's a hard work. It's a long haul.
It's like another marriage, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just the nights. It's the holidays. It's the weekends. It's, you know.
Well, and Abel was telling me that they never celebrate the holiday on the day because they're always busy.
Exactly.
So on Mother's Day, they do it. They celebrate the week before.
That's right.
And so when will you celebrate Father's Day?
We'll do it Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah, so we find some days where we can all get together, and it's a super challenge to coordinate everybody's calendar, but you have to commit to
it. You get the patriarch there.
That's right, yeah.
And, well, now not only the patriarch, let's talk about family, because you've got family in your business. Alan Ng, your wife works with you now still?
Yeah, she still works, but she works half a day.
So she works, she only works 6 hours.
You're giving her time off for good behavior,
that's right?
Right,
that's
and,
right.
And Abe, your wife works with you, and your sister?
Yeah, my wife, my sister, as well as my brother-in-law, and it's definitely a family affair. And you know, we all love the business.
And pretty soon you'll be selling baked goods.
That's right.
He's going to have his 10-year-old in there.
Exactly.
And as cliche as it sounds, we do consider the team members that we work with, 250 of them, to be family as well. And it's a family business.
Okay. But yeah. Well, on that note, that's a wonderful note to end on. Thank you, Abe Ng and Alan Ng, for joining us and for the very delicious food.
Thank you so much. Yes. It was delightful. And meeting you was delightful. Oh,
there are 18 Sushi Maki locations. The newest one is in Coconut Grove. And there are 3 Canton locations in Miami. I think everyone's going to be so hungry for that food, they're going to go straight out for it. And we want to thank Carlos Frias, the Miami Herald food editor, for this week's restaurant information. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, you ate well today. Next week, we're going to have some grilling tips from the restaurant at the Raleigh Hotel. The chef, Josh Elliott, will be with us. I'm Linda Gessenheimer. Join me then.
And that wraps up our week on Topical Currents. Happy Father's Day to everyone, wherever you may spend it.
Happy Father's Day to all you dads.
Thank you. Our program's lead producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction from online content producer Jason Zabka. Polly Landis is associate producer. And it's easy to download free audio or copies of each program at our website, WLRN.org. We know many listeners are in their vehicles and just hear portions. Also, we have the iTunes podcast as well as the Topical Currents Facebook page. And we'll look ahead at Monday's program. Yes, we'll look at Monday's program. And we don't mind if you yawn. I mean, we'll visit with journalist Benjamin Reese and dispel some common myths about sleep. Benjamin Reese has written Wild Nights, How Taming Sleep Created Our Restless World. Jason, keep it down in there. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gastenheimer, stay tuned for Here and Now, next on Where Else But NPR News.